From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed to continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program.
A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens. Also on Tuesday, Russia offered to wade into the fray to help mediate between Washington and Pyongyang. In response, the State Department said the U.S. can already talk to North Korea, quote, through a variety of channels, and that it's up to North Korea to change course.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. 10 people sustained non-life-threatening injuries and sent to hospitals when a homemade bomb detonated in a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia. Investigators said that they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. A fourth suspect has been charged in a U.S. federal court in a human trafficking scheme that targeted teenage workers and promised an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross into the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been charged and sentenced. This is